You deserve all glory. Sing for me.
And be your Lord.
As we lift.
As we lift our hands in worship.
We praise your holy name.
We praise your holy name.
You deserve.
You deserve the glory. And be your Lord.
Lord, we lift.
Lord, we lift.
You are great.
You are great. You are so great.
There is no one like you.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You
there is no
one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Come on, lift your hands and worship. Are you ready to sing right now? You deserve a glory. Sing it.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we
great.
You are great. You deliver us so great. There is no one else like you. There is no
one else like you.
You are great. You deliver us so great. There is no
lift your two hands and give him praise for what he did yesterday, for lives that were transformed, for the healing you received, for your marriage that was restored, for your life that was rechartered. Go ahead and give him praise. Bless the beauty of his holy name. Lord, we thank you. You're worthy for directions that you received, for what the Lord said to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say, you're welcome to DPE. God bless you. Thank you, music guys. God bless you. Please be seated. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. If you are waiting for the prophet to shake this way and shake that way for your problem to be over, the things you're dealing with that you don't like to be over, you will miss God. The miraculous is hidden in the ridiculous. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. Let us read 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 in the Amplified Version. The Amplified Version says the weapons of our warfare are not physical, okay? You don't need to shake. Out of passion, we shout, but we don't need to shout. When Jesus said it is finished, their side was finished. They are not weapons of the flesh and blood. Thank God for people we know. Thank God for connections that we have. If it's not from God, or if God doesn't want to use it by that time, they're just walking in flesh. But they are mighty. Tap on your neighbor, say they're not weak. Come on, say they are weak things, but they are not weak when you involve God with it. They are mighty before God to overthrow. That's the word I want you to see. To overthrow. Overthrow means something came, but you overrode it. And destructions, do you see? Pulling down is a mere word, because when you pull it down, it can rise up again, but you destroy it. You destroy every stronghold. I pray in the name of Jesus, everything that is not consistent with your redemption is pulled down now. Just in case, I want you to understand what I'm saying in verse 5, the Amplified Version, in as much as we refute argument. What do? We refute it. Arguments. They are going on in your mind, between your ears, every day. Does the exact question the devil asked in Genesis 3, does God really mean? So, are you saying, when the Bible says you know the grace of God, how that Jesus became poor, did he become poor? That I might become very rich. Are they talking about physical money? You begin to explain things out. You begin to analyze things. You think you are intelligent. But we are the intelligent people of this world. The Bible says refuting arguments and theories. What are you living your marriage by? What are you raising your children by? What are the theories you have in your life? You saw them on the TV series. And they designed it to change your mind. We knew when some sins were appearing on our TV series. It looked like a joke. We laughed at first. But as time went on, it became normal. Theories and reasoning of every proud and lofty thing that set itself against the knowledge of God. So the ultimate thing is what the Bible says. Anything that is against what the Bible says is not of God. Because God is not an author of confusion. He doesn't deny himself. And we lead every thought. Somebody say every thought. Come on, I'm not enjoying you this morning. Every thought and purpose that we're captive. To what? Into the obedience of Christ. That's what we do. But I want you to understand that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are stupid. They are things you laugh at. You mean it's that simple? Just to go and dip yourself in Jordan 7 times and your skin will be like a baby. But if they told you to bring a cow or 7 bullocks upon 7 altars, you say, that's a sacrifice. In case you've not heard me when I shared this story, I went with my mom and several, maybe a family members, to our hospital. And the Fulani is there. Apologies to those who are Fulani in this place. The ones that are not literate, they like when something pain them. If it's too easy, it won't work. So, if the doctor tests them, he sees that they don't have malaria. So they speak outside to him and say, oh, my body, he will give them Panadol. Then he will put water inside the syringe, a big one, so that it should pain them. Then after give them the water, he will hit. He will say, why you? Yo, it will work. It has a pain. If it doesn't pain, it won't work. That's the mentality in Africa. But the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. No razu, no dazu, no razmataz. The message I'm preaching this morning is the message Mary preached. Whatever I tell you, no matter how simple, just do it. You'll be shocked. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:18, it says, surely, not maybe, surely, the New KJV says there is a hereafter. After this, I prophesy to you, only you and God will be standing. Have you been there when God did something? You know what they call wonders in Yoruba? Just open your mouth. Yan. You don't even know what to say. That is what will happen to you after your MS loud. God will take what is not convenient out of your way. I love the KJV. It says, surely there's an end. There's an end. I declare that from yesterday, there's an end to your poverty. There's an end to your stagnation. There's an end to everything that's not consistent with your redemption. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. But there's a caveat to it. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Not even God can cut it off. As you are seated in this list, what are your expectations? Oh, so you mean a problem of 10 years ago, they just administered one communion that they bought. Is that how it will end? Exactly what I'm saying. If you believe it, that's what will happen to you. I will soon see your face on the screen. Your expectations will come to pass. In 2 Corinthians 1:24, the Bible says, not that we have dominion over your faith. I don't have a control. So why do you blame me for being kidnapped? Why do you blame me for the mishaps in your life? There's some things I will not say out of my mouth, but you see them. They are your daily confessions. That's why I can be sick. Anything the enemy tries will not succeed in my life. Why is it succeeding in your life? Because you endorse them. The enemy is trying to look for your permission to destroy you. That's why it keeps giving you that dream. That's why it keeps suggesting that you say that thing. I don't have dominion over your faith. But we are fellow workers for your joy, because faith brings joy. For by faith, you stand. Without faith, what will you do? You will fall, no matter who you are. So, it's not a Kuza thing. No, faith. There are faith churches, there are hope churches, there are word churches. Faith is not a spare tire that you pick on when you have a problem. You that you've not used your faith for headache, you now have cancer, God forbid. You now want to start using your faith. It will work. You start from where you are and start building up. If I'm sick, I will use drugs because I wasn't supposed to be sick in the first place. I've opened the door for them. But when I bounce back, I'll use my faith. There is health. There is healing. Healing is for unbelievers. Health is for you. I wish above all things that you prosper and be healed. No, and be in health. Okay? I pray in the name of Jesus. I say again, everything that is not consistent with your redemption is now under your feet shot. Please don't misquote me in Ephesians 2:12. Ephesians 2:12. I wish I could read to you from verse 10. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:12, remember that at that time, when you were without Christ, when you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope, having no God in this present world. I don't care whether an unbeliever drives a Lamborghini or they have 7 houses. What the Bible says is what I believe. They have no hope. They have no God in this present world. If the doctor tells an unbeliever that he has cancer, that's the end. Who will it turn to? Who? He will be moving from place. The Bible says the woman with the issue of blood, the physician took everything she had. She'll be moving from place to place. You'll be on the internet. The same person that was making him out yesterday will be begging for money. Ah, you say you don't have money? You'll be begging for money. Having no hope, having no God. If they say you're going to prison, somebody in this church came to me and said, that brother, he can't escape it. I say, in the name of Jesus, he will escape it. He won't go to prison. And I began to pray in my house. I never told the brother. I began to pray in my house. And he never went to prison. Why? I do not take the glory for it. The person who came to tell me was not telling me to judge the person. No. He was saying, Pastor, let's do something. The person loves him. I'm not saying I love the person more than the person that came to tell me. But we have hope. I say we have hope. Never say never to someone that knows God. An unbeliever is without hope, without God in this world. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, the Bible says, in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, the light affliction which we go through is but for a moment. It's a momentary thing. So don't think if someone has affliction that God is not with them. Watch out for how it ends. Then you will know whether God is with them or not. For our life, our affliction is but for a moment. Is working. Tap your neighbor and say, what I'm going through right now is working. Find a new neighbor, say, I've read the scriptures, it didn't work. But what I'm going through is working. He's working for far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, why we look at the things that are not seen. We do not look at the things that are seen. Because the things that are seen, they are transient. They are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Prophesy in the name of Jesus. Poverty that I can see in you is temporal. The level where you are financially is temporal. The level where you are in your career is temporal. Where you're sitting in the plane is temporal. What you drive is temporal. Where you live is temporal. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35. I think this is the first thing I read about faith. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. I read a book, I think by Kenneth Hagin or Gloria Copeland, The Missing Ingredients in Faith. Many years ago, maybe about 30 years ago. Confidence is what is missing your faith. The worst book you read in your life is How to Think Positive. It has nothing to do with faith. You think, things will get better. You're optimistic. That's the one I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you get hope from the word of God. You consider not even the deadness of your body or the deadness of Sarah's body. The things happening are contrary. That's what I'm teaching you. The world will tell you how Saturday will be, you know, from Friday. You can sleep on Friday and there's no sign. And you wake up on Saturday and joy cometh in the morning. Therefore, don't cast away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Somebody went to a pawn shop and bought a painting for $5. And just put it in his garage. When his friend lost somebody close to them, he said, maybe this painting can make the friend happy. Gave it to the friend because he was an artist in the school where she taught. Turns out that the painting was actually made by a designer like Michelangelo. This is a true story. I'm not just some like. Turns out that the painting is in millions of dollars. So the person took a second look. This painting, I know this paint. Then went to a proper artist shop, went to find out. We cast things away because you don't know the value. If you understand what confidence is to you, you won't cast it away. Anything trying to steal your confidence is trying to steal your result. I was healed yesterday. I was delivered yesterday. I was lifted yesterday. That's the way somebody that has confidence talks. He won't come to church again and say, Lord, the one yesterday is gone. Do another one today. No. When Kenneth Hagin was 18 years old, his blood turned pink. He had leukemia. And the man died at 80 what? Who remembers? 80 what? 86. When he was 18, his blood turned pink. I was alive when they gave a testimony at Shiloh. Somebody, a lady, had a lungs problem. She couldn't go to the healing class. Healing class is what they just do at 2 o'clock when everybody has gone to sleep in the afternoon. They just do it. People that even take the classes are not major pastors. But the power of God was present. The Bible says he walks with them. They carried the woman from 75 kg, she became 45. Right now, when she was sharing the testimony, she was 85 kg. God gave her a brand new lungs. Is that the way you're going to clap? Let me tell you something. A non-believer doesn't have hope. What you are reading on the internet or what you are watching on YouTube, find out. The person's a non-believer. They are not like you. Oh, it runs in my family. Your grandfather doesn't know what you know. Every generation must be an improvement on the former. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't go to the hospital. I'm not saying don't take your drugs. No. But we have hope. Have you seen people pray on drugs before they take it? Say, any adverse effects will not work on me. It's only the advantageous part that will work on me. Asa died. He was a king because he believed in physicians and in prayer to God. I pray for you. Your confidence will not be flushed down the drain. If you believe it, shout hallelujah like fire. In Philippians 1:20, quickly read with me. Philippians 1:20. According to my expectation, I hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. In nothing. In nothing. Mercy works for everything. In nothing. In nothing. Romans 5 and verse 5, I love the NIV version. It says, this hope, because you can think it's the hope you are talking about. He said, this hope does not disappoint. This hope will not lead to disappointment. There are different types of hope. There's a hope we get in the word of God. And God willing to show himself faithful to the heirs of salvation. Hebrews 6. He swore by himself. So his oath and his promise are two sure things by which those who run to lay refuge to his word will not be disappointed. I pray you'll not be disappointed. From Sunday, we shall be hearing testimonies. And yours will not be found wanting. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Paul says, my expectation. See, God cannot do something. Philippians 1:20. God cannot do anything when your expectation is wrong. According to my earnest expectation. I want to ask you a question as I close tonight, today. What is your expectation? You've read about that thing. You have imagined that you will go down. The unbelievers you are comparing yourself with have no covenants of the promise. You have hope. You have a last card. There is something you can do. That is why it's as if I don't like doctors yesterday. The person talking to you, let him come and take the test you took. He can't. He has a worst case. Most of them, when they see you, they see money. Wake up. I'm not saying don't go to the hospital. Don't get me wrong. But have perspective. I don't know who I'm talking to. The next text you will go for, you will come back here smiling. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Go for your checkup like you're going for holiday. Why? I have hope. Whatever they say is not final. There's a God I can turn to. Hezekiah turned to God and he got 15 more years in the old covenant. If the old was glorious, the new is more glorious. Hallelujah. And now so seven people around you say, I have hope. And I hope that in nothing, I shall be ashamed. But with all boldness. With all boldness, as always. Now also will be magnified in my body. Whether I'm dead or alive. So death does not threaten me. There's nothing... Paul was speaking. There's nothing shaking me. I love the next verse. Says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He said, for me to live is Christ, to die. He said, well, I choose to be alive. You have a choice. He said, because let me be alive a little bit for you. Because I carry something. I pray in the name of Jesus. You will exemplify hope on the face of the earth. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Not my grandmother. The thought of peace, not of evil. See, that thing you're expecting is evil. Stop expecting it. To give you a future and a hope. I love the KJV today. KJV of Jeremiah 29:11. It says, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Please work on your expectation. That's why you get something and lose it the next day. Because your expectation, your confidence is not in place. In Psalm 37, verse 37, if you've been in Koza for a while, you know the scripture. It says, mark the blameless man. Mark him. Don't let him go. Observe the upright. The future of that man is nothing like it. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Put your hand on it and say, my future. If Jesus tarries in the next 40 years, is nothing lacking. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Some people are experts at knowing what is wrong with you. They don't know what is wrong with them. They don't know why they are broke. They don't know why their health is failing, but they observe what is wrong with people, other people. Mark the blameless man. Observe the upright, the future of that man. So I have a future. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. The future of that man is peace. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will end in peace. I say you will end in peace. The Pharaoh you see today, you will see no more. If you believe it, shout a bigger amen. Let me say something to you that will bless you. What you don't expect, you don't experience. Some people are waiting for next service to hear this message. The enemy has damaged you. You don't even know yourself anymore. The enemy has lied to you. I say what you don't expect. You don't experience. So why is he talking to you about it? Because he understands the way God has made you. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You should be afraid of yourself. I find somebody that has hoped in God. You don't know about them. People can, somebody said, I believe, help my unbelief. He's telling you what's on there. The heart of man is deep. But if you stand with God, in nothing shall you be ashamed. I pray in the name of Jesus, your confidence will be rewarded. Every damage in your body is restored back to them. Is restored back to them. Is restored back to them. Is restored back today. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews 11:32. What more shall I say? What more? For time will fail me to tell you about Gideon, about Barak, about Samson, about Jephthah, also about David, For them to have even skipped David, if they were to talk about David, they will write another book about Samuel and the prophets. What more? What did they do? The Bible says, through faith, subdued kingdoms. You can subdue that sickness. You can subdue that thing that is not consistent with your redemption. They walked righteousness. They obtained promises. Kari, ba, 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 ba. How many will obtain promises after this service? I said, unbelievers that you are following, they don't have hope. You know why you're following them? Because you lack money. And the devil has given them. If the devil went to the ultimate man and said, bow down for me, I will give you the growth. He can give prosperity. But it's only the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. That one that is giving, we have sorrow. Therefore, in the name of, that's why the enemy hates us. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will subdue kingdoms. You will walk righteousness. You will obtain promises. The Bible says by faith, they stop the mouth of the lion. Anything that wants to swallow you, the snare is broken and you have escaped. I love verse 34. Quickly, the Bible says they quench the violence of fire. By faith, they escaped the edge of the sword. What you caught them. You know, some people are expecting that by January you will die. In the name of Jesus, you will escape the edge of the sword. Out of weaknesses, you see, once you see somebody that is weak, or you start judging. Now, well, only God knows what. Out of weaknesses, they were made strong. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Anything against you, we run in flight. If you believe it, shout the threefold amen. Pray in tongues if you believe it. I'm out of time. Pray in tongues. Oh, I didn't expect your prayer to be low. Where's your faith? Where's your confidence? When you are confident, is the way you pray. When you are confident, there's the way you talk to God. Where's your confidence? Come on, somebody, raise your voice. Let the enemy hear you. Let angels hear you. Let demons hear you. Raise your voice. You will not end up the way the enemy thought. Pray in tongues. Spend some time. They call it oikodomio in the Greek. Build up yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. From today, every day, you're getting better. I lay my hands on you in the spirit. And the Bible says, whoever I lay my hands on prospers or gets better. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. From today, you are getting better. Bishop Oyedepo was telling me something. He had a dream and saw himself in a coffin. I'm talking about some 15 years ago. What other dream can scare you? Not what they told you. You saw. He saw himself in a coffin. I was watching YouTube and somebody said he was going to die in August. But God told him. I just like, is it today? Even when I wasn't close to him, some people speak. I said, I heard it a proverb yesterday. If ice cooking, chickens won't survive. Is in Benue. I don't know which tribe. If I could kill chickens, so sorry. If you know what people that are thinking about you, that's why you must blow your trumpet. Don't give them to blow it for you. Some people's preoccupation is they are carriers of bad news. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will survive what the enemy has planned for you. You only survive, you will thrive in the midst. You know what you're made of? The Bible says, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. I pray, I don't know the family you're from. You are now part of the family of Christ. Therefore, what Jesus did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension is activated in your life. Your story will be different. Let mercy speak for you. Let mercy speak for you. Let your life not remain the same. You come back here with a testimony. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name.